Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the Gospel, just read. She had a tattoo on the upper part of her back, just over her shoulder blade, from a time when tattoos weren't fashionable. At times it looked much more like a scar than like a tattoo, to be honest. It was only one color, and it had been done in the back of a dirty garage off an alley at the risk of infection and scarring. A bluish scratch making the rough form of a crown. And she didn't know what was worse, the ugly tattoo that she had or what she did to get it. The many men, boys she should say, the petty crimes that made her worthy of bearing that scar and being part of the gang. But all that was years ago. Years ago in another city, before night school, before the promotion, before relocation, before a husband and a family. So long ago. And now tonight she sits in the meeting of the Christian Education Committee, and they're asking her to offer her opinion about kids on the streets. One member has already removed her child from Sunday school. If you're going to bring kids like that into the program, don't expect my child to stay around here. Why do you think I bring them anyway? I want them to have a good upbringing. And as the meeting continued, she thought to herself, if you only knew. If you only knew where I've come from and what I've done, you wouldn't even be asking my opinion, and you certainly wouldn't be sitting here with me. Tonight, her world became a little smaller, and all she could think was, if you only knew. We all have moments like that, don't we? Times when our world suddenly becomes a bit smaller. Oh, maybe there's no gang tattoo to mark your past, and your moment might have happened in an entirely different social setting, but we all carry the scars of things that we've done, and then in a moment, our world becomes smaller as we find ourselves surrounded by people who simply don't know what we've done. And we're intensely aware that in that moment, we're alone. Alone with our scars. Maybe it's a failed marriage or a broken vow. Maybe we're a recovering alcoholic or not in recovery. In the fear of an unwanted pregnancy, a child was aborted. We have a parent we haven't spoken to in over a year. We fought with our children for so long that we don't know how to begin again. Oh, whatever it is. Sin disrupts the lives of God's people, and it leaves its scars. Then, when we gather internally, aren't we so aware of how radically different it would be if all the people around us only knew? Our back tenses up, a polite smile masks a face, but inside, the thoughts rage. If you only knew where I've come from, what I've seen and said, what I've done, would you even be talking to me? If you only knew. Tonight is Holy Thursday, a time when we remember our Lord's Last Supper and celebrate His sacrament. And as we do that, we gather in the presence of the God who does know. We draw near to worship a God who knows all about us, every bit of it. And as we come to meditate upon our Lord's passion and come to receive His body and blood this evening, my prayer for you is that you experience the wonderful liberty of realizing that He truly does know all of this, and that this table is a place of welcome. A place of forgiveness. As Luke tells the account of the Lord's Supper, he's very clear to let us know that Jesus knew all about Judas. It's like a movie plot where you see one person, and then it switches to an entirely different person, and finally they both come together. Luke artfully joins Jesus and Judas in this contrasting account. First, pointing to the disciple. Luke tells us that as Passover was approaching, Judas goes to the rulers to betray Jesus. This is how the false disciple prepared for Passover. He prepared treachery. And then Luke points to Jesus, telling us the day of the Passover had come, and Jesus sent Peter and John to locate the room where the Passover would be eaten. And this is how Jesus prepared. He prepared a table for his disciples. And then all of it came together this night. The hour of Passover had come, and it's the time of the feast. And Luke shows us Jesus and Judas at the Passover table. And Jesus says, "The hand of him who betrays me is on the table." "I know," Jesus says. "Judas, I know." And how did the disciples react? With an argument. "Who is it?" Here at the conclusion of a religious festival, the disciples are involved with an argument about sin. Typical, isn't it? Most rumors in church rise out of similar questions. Someone talks about an unnamed member who's having a little trouble with substances, and everyone wonders, who is she? Who's he talking about? Or someone asks for prayer for someone who's having marital problems, and the questions and the gossip and the quarreling begins. And soon the spiritual work of God is set aside so that everyone can dig around in everyone else's closet, looking for the certainty of sin that is present there, and looking away from their own. And so Luke shows us disciples who are no longer looking at Jesus, but looking at themselves. That's what happens. In the shadow of sin, we become engrossed in seeking out the certainty of someone else's. But not Jesus. And that's what's so amazing about this supper. Jesus doesn't need to search for what he knows perfectly well. He begins the meal by talking about his suffering, and he closes it by talking about his betrayal. Yet in the face of certain evil, Jesus makes no steps to keep Judas away from his disciples. He doesn't turn the others against Judas, and he doesn't run to another city in fear. In the face of certain evil, Jesus does the certain work of God. Yes, one will betray him, another deny him, and all will fall away. But in the midst of that, in the midst of all that is wrong, and weak and evil about human flesh, there remains one thing that is true. God is alive. His love is certain, and this night, the kingdom of God is coming into the world. In the face of a certain evil, Jesus offers a certain forgiveness. "This is my body, which is given for you. This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." It's the freeing of Israel from slavery is what the Jewish people remembered that night. But on this night, Jesus calls the disciples to remember him. He is their freedom. In him is the new covenant. In him is eternal love. In him, sin and death and the power of the devil are destroyed. And in his body, he will bear the punishment of our sins on the cross. With his blood, he will claim us as his own, so that the angel of death sheathes his sword. In this body and blood, our eternal forgiveness. And as often as we eat this body and drink this cup, we proclaim the benefits of the Lord's death for all people until he comes. There, at the Last Supper, we see the gracious work of God among his disciples. And here in the Lord's Supper, we see the gracious work of God among us tonight. For we come with scars, with parts of our lives that we'd rather not remember. And there are some things that have been done that make us say, "Pastor, if you only knew." Well, for some of you, I do know. For others, I don't. But for all of us, God knows. He sees and knows. And tonight we confess to him the certainty of our sin. But tonight he comes and proclaims the certainty of your salvation. In the death of his son, he's forgiven you your sin. In his body and blood tonight, he comes to assure you of the certainty of his love. And here you are not known as a sinner, but you are known and acknowledged as a child of God. Tonight, God prepares a place for you at his table, a place of forgiveness. Come. Experience the wonder that happens when God knows all about you. He chooses to know you only through the gracious work of his Son. Tonight, we have a Savior who invites us to the table with wounded hands. With his wounds, he continually reminds us that our God will never forget. For those scars are the marks of a God who truly knows his creatures, knows their suffering and their sin and the punishment of their death. But these scars are also on the hands of a risen Savior. Scars that he carries with him even after death. For they communicate his perfect love. So you see your scars. You wonder what would happen if anyone really knew. Well, know this. God does know. But he knows you in love because of the death and resurrection of his Son. For this reason, Jesus invites you to the table this evening, a place of forgiveness. He comes to feed you, to forgive you, to cover your scars with his wounded hands, and to cover you with the wonder of his love. In his name, amen.